You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about video, AI video, and all the news that's been released over the past week. There's some really, really cool new features. The first one is out of Meta. We have a really awesome post from Mark Zuckerberg. He's doing leg presses. I'm going to see if I can share my screen with you here, because he is doing leg presses in his home gym. But he is here. Let me pull it up here to share.
While he's pulling up, I also want to say that so Meta has this crazy new AI they launched. We have new video from Pika. And then we also have some new stuff coming out of HeyGen. So like three of the big video players all dropping stuff today. This is exciting. But yeah, check out, Jamie's going to walk you through the Mark Zuckerberg video.
All right, here we go. Mark Zuckerberg looks really, it changes. So he's got himself doing leg presses with chicken nuggets. But what is so amazing, this is really funny. First of all, I love it. The second of all, what's really cool is we have AI generated video combined with cell phone video. And so now he's creating content with AI seamlessly. And so I think there's a lot of implications for this. This to me is going to make creating content fun again. Jaden, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, no, I think so. This is all everything coming out of Meta's new movie gen AI that they've announced, but they haven't actually dropped it, so we can't test it out yet. My only caveat and my only pessimism is I sort of hate it when these AI companies they do a demo, but like you can't quite use it yet. So I don't love that, because it's really hard. It feels like they sort of cherry picked the footage. So I'm not saying they did this. That's my only pessimism on this.
I think the new Facebook tool is really impressive, but the other thing that I think is absolutely impressive is the new tool out of Pika. So Pika just announced that they have a new 1.5 model, essentially. And if, for those that don't know, Pika is like one of the top AI video models. They do a bunch of cool things. They have these new things called Pika Effect, where essentially the new thing they can do is you upload a picture of yourself and they can make you, or the picture, whatever's in it, explode, melt, crush it like it's dough. They just like squash it, or inflate it, turn you into a balloon, anything you want. So this is really funny. And I think honestly, this is sort of a really genius marketing campaign that they have going right now. Because over on LinkedIn, I recently uploaded a video of myself where it's a picture of me. It's just a video. And I put it through Pika and made it just squash me. So like giant hands come on the screen and just like squash me. So anyways, I thought it was funny enough that I actually went and shared it on LinkedIn, which I think exactly what they're going for. But they obviously have a bunch of other really impressive new features in this new Pika 1.5 update. You can make cinematic shots that are going to make you look like, you know, all sorts of cool things. They have movement in them. So like the camera sliding right or left or up or down, all that kind of stuff. I think that's really impressive. They have a bunch of new, lifelike objects that can be moving around and doing stuff that I think is interesting. So overall, I think Pika is a fantastic tool, and this new Pika 1.5 is really, really impressive. It's got some funny stuff, and if nothing else, it's free. So I would go and make yourself melt, explode, or crush, or inflate, whatever. It's kind of funny. Okay. The other tool that I think is absolutely phenomenal is HeyGen. So HeyGen has just released a new tool that is essentially allowing you to create custom avatars, which they've been doing for a long time, right? They're kind of the known as the place where you could go and upload a video of yourself, and it can make a video, you know, an AI of you talking, like your AI clone. So they've gone a little bit further. They've released something which is called HeyGen Unlimited Looks feature. And essentially what this does, the same thing where you can upload some videos or some pictures of yourself. Now it's able to make it so it makes your digital clone, your voice and your likeness, but it can do different clothing, different background sets, and different camera angles. So for influencers, for content creators, I think this is really, really impressive. And for companies, this is amazing because it takes it to a whole new level. Now, if you are interested in how to actually use HeyGen, in our school community, I've recorded an entire tutorial on how you can actually use HeyGen, all the different features and how you can clone yourself and essentially use it for social media clips or for your business or for your content creator. I think, honestly, this is a really powerful tool that everyone should be using if you have some sort of business that you are promoting, whether you are trying to become an AI consultant or you have actual software or businesses or products. I think this is every marketer should have this in their tool belt. So I have a full tutorial. You can go join our school community to see that. And of course, to join over 100 people that are sharing different AI side hustles. We share exclusive content every single week where you can learn more about how to use these tools. So go check it out. Link is in the description. It's $19 a month. We'll bump the price up to $100 a month eventually. But for now, it's at $19 a month. So if you're interested, go ahead and check out our school community, link in the description. So HeyGen's done a bunch of different things. I've actually used it to clone myself in the past where I essentially talking. I uploaded a video of myself and it made a clone of me that can now talk in my studio set. This video, I originally tried this back in December of 2023. So I have a video on my account. I logged into my HeyGen account. I haven't used it since then because it wasn't that great. Almost a year later, and the upgrades have been quite impressive. I'm really impressed, especially with all of the new avatar stuff that they have come out with. So a lot of people are talking about this on X. A lot of people are essentially saying that, you know, depending on the length of your video, it's still going to take several minutes to process. So that's just one thing to know. It's not instantaneous. As far as how you actually go about doing this, it's very, very simple. You essentially create an account, you make an avatar, you upload 2 to 5 minutes. So the better quality of your footage that you put in, the better quality this is going to come out with. When I first tried it, I had like a sort of low quality or low resolution video that I uploaded, and that's exactly what it spit out after for me. And I remember being like, oh, this thing isn't that great. In retrospect, I feel like I've come a long way on the AI understanding. You just want to make sure you have a really HD video when you upload it, and iPhone works fantastic for that. So overall, HeyGen has some absolutely phenomenal new features. Pika is coming out with some really new great features. If you're interested, go check out my LinkedIn. I posted on LinkedIn, and I'll be posting more, but this tool is hilarious to me, so absolutely love it. But between Meta, Pika, HeyGen, I think there is 100 use cases that businesses and marketers should be using to grow their businesses. I think this is a massive opportunity. Next year, 2025, is going to be the year of AI and video. We're going to see OpenAI's Sora model come out probably after the US election because I don't want to have any sort of bad PR before then. But this is going to be a really exciting time. So make sure to stay tuned. We'll be covering everything happening in AI and video moving forward. Make sure to check out our school community if you want to learn how to use some of these AI tools. I'll cover all of that. Hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week, and I will catch you all next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.